Meet Johnny. Johnny has had an incredibly good Christmas. He got loads of presents and ate turkey, shrimps off the barbie, Christmas pudding, chocolate Santas. But today is Boxing Day, and Johnny is extremely bored. He went to see Lord of the Rings 4, only to discover there isn't one. Now he doesn't know what to do with himself. He needs some excitement in his life. Alistair Barry's new film, In a Land of Plenty, will be showing at the film festivals in Wellington and Auckland over the next 2 weeks. It's an excellent overview of the story of unemployment in New Zealand from 1984 to 1999. Barry, the director of the acclaimed Someone Else's Country, the story of the new right revolution in New Zealand, has again brought together a collection of speeches and interviews from political leaders and ordinary New Zealanders, much of which has been retrieved from TV news archives. The documentary charts the rise of unemployment amidst the new right policies in the 80s and 90s and the political and bureaucratic response that followed. Barry reminds us that from the 1930s to the mid-1980s, successive New Zealand governments regarded full employment as the first objective of economic policy.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Birthdays. Always a time of celebration, and on October the 19th, Pulsar FM is celebrating 6 years on air. Yes, 6 whole years since we first turned the transmitter on. Wow, how time flies. So, get ready for a big week of celebration with prizes, promotions, and who knows what else we're brewing up. And we'd like you to be a part of it. We'd love to get your thoughts and feelings regarding the station to help get an idea of what the station means to you as one of our listeners. So, sometime in the next few weeks, or even this week, how about sitting down and dropping us an email? The vast open land of the Great Basin in the American West forms an unlikely landscape for a national crossroads. But in the rangelands of Utah and Nevada, a battle has been joined. The struggle plays out in a land one moment pristine and the next deeply scarred. A land still stalked by the ghostly images of the nation's nuclear weapons of another generation. And a place busy trying to destroy the toxic legacy of other rejected weapons of mass destruction. Yet a place that remains tied to the powerful forces of present and future national security. It is a struggle that pits government interest against government interest. A political food chain. At each level, different definitions of a few battling the many. Who battle a few, who battle the many. Are you looking for an OE with a difference? Christchurch Ministry Training College offers you the Manila Experience, an opportunity of a lifetime. Study for a term in New Zealand and then live and minister in Manila for 8 weeks while you finish off your NZQA Certificate in Christian Studies and continue to collect your student allowance. Next intake is July 21st. Interested? Call Christchurch 365 5674 for more details. That's Christchurch 365 5674. The Manila Experience is waiting for you. Life Care is an organisation dedicated to offering year-round physical, emotional and spiritual support to people in the surrounding community. Our annual giveaway day, Warmth for Winter, assists families who cannot afford life's extras, like a fun day out, let alone some of life's essentials. We offer gifts, entertainment, food and rides totally free to hundreds of needy community members, regardless of age, belief or circumstance. Warmth for Winter takes love to the streets with entertainment, enabling people to receive with dignity by providing a free, fun-filled way of meeting needs. Roads are closed for a bouncy castle, whirligig, rides, kids' activity, and a fire engine. Fairy floss, hot meals, soup, yummy sweets and cold drinks in the marquee were welcome respites from the cold outside. There was even the opportunity to get a free haircut or manicure. However, the heart of the day belonged to the teams of volunteers who gave away emergency food hampers, new doonas and blankets, and good quality second-hand clothing to those who needed a little warmth in their winter.